Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and this is The Catch-Up.
Coming up, have you ever got a telling-off note from your kid's school?
Justin Hamilton will take a look at My Kitchen Rules.
And have you been banned? Pete got banned from Facebook.
Hello.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
As a parent, when did you receive a telling-off note from the school for some naughty naughty?
So this has come as such a shock to me. I didn't realise this happened.
Yeah.
I mean, you've all eased into it as a parent. But this is like, what? They're doing that?
This has come off the back of mum has received a warning note from school over bad food in the lunchbox. Her three-year-old was sent to kindy and came back
with a little note
at the top with a sad face. And underneath it, it says, your child has chocolate slice from the red food category today. Please choose healthier options for kindy.
I can't tell you how angry that sad face makes me. It is so... Oh, let's go to the phones.
Let's do it. We got Karen in Forestfield. Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Pete. Hi.
Have you had a note from the teacher telling you off?
Yep. Ours was for haircut. He wanted to be trendy. He wanted to
be... Of course he did. He's a kid.
Top,
yep.
Which was short at the sides. But the hair at the top was a lot more centimetreage than they believed.
Centimeterage.
Yeah. And they weren't impressed. Go back to get your shortcut.
So he couldn't have it in a neat sort of, you know, neaten down for the week and then gel it up on the weekend and so on?
No, it had to go shorter.
I don't get it. I really don't get that because, I mean, look, if he's coloured it bright pink and he's sporting a mohawk that's a metre high, then maybe fair enough. Let's take a look at it. But just for a little bit longer and short back and sides, it's just the trend at the moment. It's how things go.
He's developing his identity as a person. And if Karen thinks that it's okay, she probably wouldn't go for the rainbow mohawk either. But if she's deemed it all right, she's his mother. I think you get to decide. Mm.
Andrea and Marmion, hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Marmion, you got a note? Andrea, I mean?
Yeah, but these days it's less of a note and more of a text message.
Right.
Text message came from the school to do a bit, please explain, your son has been checked off as absent, you haven't provided us with a reason, et cetera, et cetera, please confirm.
Right.
But he was actually in a special program at the school that day and had been organised by one of the teachers and had to sign off a note to say that he could do it and all the rest of it. But somewhere between the organising, they forgot to tell the office that he was actually somewhere completely different. So
yeah, right.
You must have enjoyed your rebuttal note.
Oh, it was a little bit, but my husband did an even better job. He got the same text and he rang them and made them go to the library and check to see that he was there.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, I suppose you receiving that text message, you would be thinking, well, where the hell's my son? I sent him to school today. All right, fair enough. Thanks, Andrea.
Oh, Murray.
Yeah,
the
Murray.
Cardinal rule broken. Peanut butter in the school grounds.
Yeah, that's right. We got a note saying that we needed to go and see the teacher after school. And when we went there, it was, you're not allowed to give your son peanut butter sandwiches because if someone else decides that they want to steal his lunch and they get sick from it.
Oh, right, of course,
And I turn around and I said, well, you know, some little so-and-so stealing his sandwiches, they deserve to get sick, and I send him to school with peanut butter sandwiches for the rest of the week.
I can't believe you're sitting on the opposite side of the desk getting a grilling about your used peanut butter sandwich. Did you have to write lines? I will not give my kid a peanut butter sandwich again.
Yeah, I know what I would have done with those lines as well.
Yeah, wow. All right, thanks, Murray.
Thanks, Murray. Bye.
I want to know, what did you get banned from last Friday night during the big game, the Green Mundine fight? 150,000 people watching the same live stream thanks to Darren Sharp on Facebook.
You got carried away with the revolution of it all, didn't you?
Got very carried away. Thought, you know what? This man has taken an opportunity and I'm going to do the same thing. And I started spamming the comments section on Facebook with links to the Game on Australia podcast, which is the podcast that Dan the Internet here and I do about
video games.
Quite
the same thing. What you did was you seized an opportunity.
I did, Lise.
And you ran with it. And I can't, you know, fault that.
And that's what I reckon Facebook has gone, no, mate, you can't do that. And have gone, no, you can't. And they've banned me. And I don't know when I'll get my Facebook stuff back.
Sad Facebook.
Yeah, we got Alison in Savile Grove.
How are you?
What did you get banned from?
I got banned from answering the phone at work.
Why?
My previous boss used to be a people watcher. and we used to have a very busy reception desk, phones, people and the like, and it was always understaffed. So as a courtesy, if ever I'd walk past the phone is ringing, I'd just pick it up and, you know, transfer the call like you do.
I would and, like that employee, not ban them, yeah?
Well, he had this thing where no one else was allowed to answer that phone if it was not their actual job, because he used to like to sit there and watch the people in the reception area. Just see what they were doing, what they were reading. But it wasn't for efficiency purposes. It was something a lot of people actually found creepy.
Yeah, it was his own little social experiment.
It does. It sounds very creepy, Alison. But yeah, as Lee said, it kind of, you know, it sounds like you were doing the place a public service by picking up those phones.
Well, yeah.
Susie in Forestfield, also another Facebook ban.
Three times.
Yeah, I know. For the same thing. That's what's even worse.
So what happened?
Okay, I sent a friend a birthday message, which we all do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know these were ladies in a shower.
Yeah.
But no, serious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They were covered in soap.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't see anything rude. Actually, I was sent a message from them. They did message me to say I was not to be able to use my Facebook account for 24 hours.
What?
If I disagreed with them, I could, you know, let them know. And I typed in that you could see more flesh on a girl in a bikini than you could on these ladies.
Yeah,
but this
right.
was your birthday message to your friend. It wasn't their birthday. What are they doing looking?
No, exactly.
Mind your beeswax. So,
and then about a month later, I got banned for 3 days for the same picture.
Oh,
they do show you.
Oh.
And I hadn't used it. That's what's worse. I hadn't even used it.
Yeah. So the picture of you with your friends and everything in the shower covered in soap and all
that. No. Now, I'd understand them banning that, but you know.
Yeah.
But no. And then 2 months later, I was banned for 10 days.
Wow.
And no matter when I responded in the box where it says you can, all I kept doing, and I mean I kept going back to it for a response.
Yeah.
You're a Facebook troublemaker. Looking into it.
Yeah, I'm a bad girl.
That's so cool.
Thanks, Susie.
See you, Susie.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I want a birthday card from Susie, too.
Yeah.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talkin' Telly, this is Justin Hamilton. Talkin' Telly.
Well, my telly recording device thingy pretty much imploded last night. So many things that I had to watch or record for my work, of course, research for my job.
Of course.
Of course. And it's all come out at once. And to be honest, it feels like absolute days since everyone's favourite Manu and everyone's favourite not Manu had graced our screens. But before Paleo Pete could scream, sugar rush, those food whores are back with a whole bunch of people who range from the, oh, they seem nice, to the, oh, you'd be a pain at the party. The first thing I noticed about the new My Kitchen rules is that Manu has either had booster shots to be more French, had a mild stroke, or had tooth surgery before filming, because I found it really difficult to understand what he was saying early on. He was chock full of the charisma, but I could barely make out his croissants from his flambés. Did you find that at all?
Maybe he got a directive, more French.
I don't know. Maybe he went back to the mother country and he's taken it on board. You know, when you go abroad and then you just kind of get your booster shots. I have no idea, but I had a real difficulty understanding him. Meanwhile, Not Manu is sounding whinier than ever. I wouldn't be surprised if his ringtone was the original recording of What About Me. I reckon the old caveman dietitian may have been low on sugar when the recording began. And even the voiceover guy sounds like he's been spending too much time with Lance Armstrong, as he sounds pumped up to the edge of parody. So when he said, exceptional home cooks wanting to put pride and passion on a plate, I was half expecting his arm to reach out of the TV and slam my head into my vegetables and rice. It was so full on. Our first couple, I thought we'll just start with the beginning because there's been a few since then, but the first couple, I was kind of into it. That was Damo and Kaz. I reckon Damo is the type of guy who is the fifth interesting person at a dinner table, but the guy who does all of the talking. Like, do you
Damo
know what I mean?
And Kaz. And we know they want to be called that, do they? Not Damien and Karen, perhaps?
No.
Damo and Kaz from Tassie.
Of course it's Damo and Kaz. Right. But I could imagine Damo sitting at a table with John Lennon, Joan of Arc, Robert Mitchum and Meryl Streep, and he'd be the one saying, guys, do I have a funny story for you that came from indoor cricket the other night? Luckily for him, his biggest fan is also his wife, even though he constantly uses her as the punchline for jokes that fail to land. That always upsets me. I don't think they're nasty in any way, but she always seems to be the person that he's aiming the jokes towards. I'm not into that, but I'm a little bit old-fashioned that way. There's a whole bunch of other contestants. Tim and Kyle are a couple of lumbersexuals who love beer, beards and booze, and are the type of blokes that would organise to share their wedding days together to cut costs and double the fun. And when I say fun, I mean fun in quotation marks. With judicious editing, we've been introduced to our villains for the season two, good old Amy and Tyson. Were you into those guys?
He's the one that goes green in the ad on the telly, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, yes.
I don't know where they're getting the CGI budget to add steam to him, but
I don't know.
I don't know either. But if you haven't seen them, they're a brother-sister combo who are convinced of their evil, nefarious ways, but are the equivalent of the joke in Austin Powers when a recently thawed-out Dr. Evil demands that the world give in to his demands and pay him $1 million. As they hoped there were no idiots on the show and declared their superiority, I could not wait for them to reveal what their jobs in the real world were. And lo and behold, I had a feeling it wasn't going to be as intimidating as they thought it would be, and I was right. She works in human resources, and he drives Ubers.
He drives an Uber?
He drives... Yep. That's not a job, it's a hobby.
For all that he carries on about his exceptional talent in the everything.
I know, I loved it.
Oh, come on now, Tyson.
Mate, Tyson, he's ready to conquer the world just as soon as he finishes this $9.40 fare. My Kitchen Rules is just one of those shows that knows what it's doing. It's entertaining without taxing the mind in any way. As you all know, not a massive fan of reality TV show, but this is well put together. And even when you're kind of thinking, you know, you're not into it, you do seem to have some firm views on some people. And I had some firm views very early on. So they're doing a good job. My Kitchen Rules, Channel 7, Monday to Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. for the rest of our lives. One car slipping some glucose into Paleo Pete's wood chips.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.